And welcome to Nibble number 3 at metamanifesting.com. So the first three here are on revision because it's just good fun. Let's dive in with a quote of Nibble. If you don't want unlovely things to happen in your world, then you must watch what you are thinking in the course of a day. You need not wait until the day's end to change a thought to fulfill a desire. That's from NevilleGoddardQuotes.com. If you don't want unlovely things to happen in your world, then you must watch what you are thinking during the course of a day. Here's the gold, guys. You need not wait until the day's end to change a thought to fulfill a desire. Let's talk about the belly. I want you to change a thought to fulfill a desire. From what I can tell, a desire comes from your loins. This might be worth looking at a little bit in scriptures. It might be worth noticing in your body. Like I mentioned in the previous recording in Nibble number 2, in my experience, and again, this is just my experience, that's the only value I can give to you. In my experience, my body is the center of the universe. And in my experience, the center of my body is the center of that experience. And the center of my body is my belly, what they call the hara or the dantian in Asian fighting and healing methods. So with all that in mind, from what I can tell, by the way, didn't Paul write something about your loins being on fire? Okay, maybe not, I don't know. It's been a long time since I've studied the Bible. I once had a desire to do that. And even when I say the word desire, if I feel it, there's a movement, a rocking in the hips. You know, the hips are what the belly rests on. Ooh. You notice that? Desire isn't in the head. Let's just peek under the hood here a little bit. If you don't want unlovely things to happen in your world, then you must watch what you are thinking. Okay? Let's call that awareness. The next little bit. You need not wait until the day's end to change a thought to fulfill a desire. In other words, I want you to get in touch with your belly. I notice people can get me up in my head. Have you heard? You know, we say things like that. Oh my God, when he left, I had a headache. Or if I go shopping, I end up stuck up in my head just being around all these people. I mean, just notice where people gesture. They'll say things like this. After talking to him for 20 minutes, my head hurt. I'm stuck up in my head. I can't feel anything. People say these things. Let's use these as real-time barometers to notice something. I'm assuming your desire is given birth to, and, you know, let's just talk about the fizzy drink, okay? In the fizzy drink, there's this liquid. Let's call it the belly for right now. The vastness of the ocean is your belly. And something bubbles up out of there. And those bubbles come up there, that's your heart. That's feeling. The bubbles just want to move. And when they get to the top and pop, let's call that thinking, just for fun. Okay, it's my metaphor or analogy. I don't know which one it is. You let me know. Is it a metaphor or an analogy? While we're up in the head, let's just notice we can do those things. But let's just drop back down. Let's notice where a burning desire comes from. If someone's just rah-rah, re-passionate, you know, at a pep rally, what I get is they're coming just from the heart. And I wish a lot more people would do that. I wish the Mr. Spocks of the world would drop into their heart and feel quite a bit more. I'd love for them to feel, you know, that all the emotions that the heart wants to feel. but I don't want him to stop there. I want you to explore the belly. This vast world. By the way, from what I can tell, as above, so below, everything mirrors everything. Think about this. We know almost nothing about the ocean. I just finished listening to A Brief History About Everything by, I think it's Bill Bryson. And he talks about the oceans and how little we historically know about the oceans and how, like, 100 years ago, we know pretty much nothing about the ocean. Now we're beginning to learn a bit more with submarines and stuff. But it's fascinating. We know almost nothing about, I don't know, the largest bit of our planet is underwater, and we know almost nothing about it. The largest bit about you is the belly. That the belly, as far as I can tell, is what opens up to the vastness that we are. And when we open up to this vastness that we are, and let the heart and let the head be... Instead of having the head have to control and lead everything, and the heart just be, and the head trying to filter out what the heart gets, the reason I want you to do the 18-inch adventure is so that you can start from the belly a lot more often. So that the silence will give rise to a feeling. This, in my world, this is what happens. The silence gives rise to a feeling, the feeling of loving husband. And then a thought comes, hey, it's 4 p.m, let's get something lovely for Victoria to drink. Maybe it's a tea, maybe it's a wine, I'll see what her work schedule looks like. You get it? The thought comes way down. In Native American cosmology, we talk about feeling, emotion, sensation comes before thought. And I know, by the way, when I share that, I get a lot of resistance from people. The people that think a lot resist that, you know, really big time. But what I'm going to challenge you to do, what I want you to notice is, way before thought, there's a vague sensation. This is so complicated. From nibble number 2. I notice that people are going to make it complicated way before they do. I notice it feels, I can feel it in my body. I can watch it twist theirs. And if we let that go, they'll feel something, an emotional, oh my God. And then they'll find reasons to make it complicated. The belly's always leading anyway, from what I can tell. But what I want you to do is to go in this world that loves to tempt us to stay up in the head. I want to invite you to feel more freely, whatever shows up. Because if you don't resist it, you can drop into the belly, and in the belly you get to give birth. That's where the baby is. The Buddhas have big bellies, you know, the pregnant mommy has the baby in the belly. I want you to find the desire in the belly. In the belly, there's this generic desire to notice that what we are is wealth. Think about it. 1 grain of wheat can populate a wheat field in a couple seasons. All it has to do is get trodden underfoot, pushed into the soil, and the next thing you know, that 1 grain of wheat will give birth to 36 or so. And those 36 can give birth to 900. And those 900 can give birth. It just exponentially grows. What I want you to do is to allow yourself to sink into the belly with your awareness, with your attention, so you can discover that's where true desire lives. From the belly, I notice what we are is love. From the belly, that rises up to the heart in the form of caring, in the form of joy. I feel caring, I feel joy. I feel flirtatiousness in the heart. That's all given to by the love in the belly. And that flirtatiousness, that joy, that caring, gives rise to a thought in the head. What can I do for Victoria? What can I do with those pups? By the way, play with this. The resource is hearing it. These recordings will be resources for you as long as you own them, as long as you listen to them. If you actively listen and you ask yourself, what did I learn? What was he saying? What did I learn about me? Where do I got resistance to this stuff? Where does the head resist it at? How does the heart resist it? Can the heart resist it? You get to notice these things. Remember, there's power in awareness. Feeling is the secret. Allow yourself, invite yourself to discover from the belly. Remember, kids don't have an energy crisis. By the way, thoughts are state dependent, so is memory. And so, if I'm not in a loving mood, my thoughts are different. So my thoughts let me know what kind of mood I'm in, because my thoughts are produced by my mood. And my mood is produced by, well, let's drop down into the belly a little bit. And so if I enter the mood, if I explore, if I dwell within this space, first totally unconditioned, totally silent, allow it to take the form of teacher, loving and lovely teacher, I can have some fun, I can share some stories with you, I can point some things out, I can entertain your heart while educating your head, invite you down to the belly to notice it. We can train the brain, in other words, the head for now. We can get the head habitually asking some goody questions like, what did I learn and what did I learn about me? God, those are powerful. By the way, I just moved from head to heart. What did I learn? What did I learn about me? That's mostly head. I want you to remember those. But when I drop down into the heart, I go, what do I feel? I feel those are powerful. And then I just drop back down into the silence. And from the belly, I come back up and go, I want to talk about that. That would feel really cool to talk about. I can imagine getting the emails saying that you're loving the nibbles. Get how cool this is. So what I want you to do, these first three nibbles are meant to be consumed in a package. In other words, if you're going to a movie, you might want to get a drink, some popcorn, and maybe something sweet. Yeah, I don't know why people do that, but they tend to. I've been watching people go to movies for years. And they tend to get three kinds of snacks, something wet, something salty, something sweet. Consider this wet, salty, and sweet. Have some fun with these. Explore them. Again, listen many times. Feel free to drop us an email from once in a while or just let us know what you're doing with this stuff. This is good fun. All right. We're 90 seconds before. Okay, I'm going to play a game. So I'm going to drop into the belly instead of, the head ran out of stuff to say. So I'm just dropping into the belly. I just went up to the heart a little bit with that sigh. Back to the belly. If we're going to go back to the original quote just for a moment, we're going to do this. You need not wait until the day's end to change a thought to fulfill a desire. What I want is your desires fulfilled. What an odd phrase. I want your desires to be fulfilled. That's where I began this recording at, with that feeling. I want your desires to be fulfilled. In other words, I don't want your desires, I don't want that coal to be put out by your thoughts. If your thoughts aren't fueling your fire, check your mood. Check your heart. Notice what's going on. If you're feeling panic, if you're feeling hope, drop back down into the belly. Allow yourself to be still and notice and celebrate every little bit. By the way, why do you think we talked about resource states? I want you to celebrate all the wins you've ever had, because you've had more than you notice. If there's power in awareness, there's power in having awareness. There's power in letting into your attention your wins, which are pretty much nonstop. Okay, that's it. Hope you enjoyed the nibble. See ya.